This is TWiT.
In case you were not paying attention to the internet this week, or whenever you're listening to the podcast, Windows 10 was released, a Windows 10 technical preview, which is kind of weird because we all expected it to be Windows 9 because right now we're on Windows 8.1. There are many rumors about why we are suddenly leaping and dancing towards Windows 10, mostly around everything from programmers claiming it's an issue with notation inside of the code to Apple fanboys congratulating Windows and finally catching up to the other X, aka 10. I'm actually running it on the system that Skype is running on right now. My apologies for pointing at you. The biggest difference right now, of course, is that there is a start menu with live tiles you can customize. Search is built into the universal search down there on that big old button in the corner. Metro is not dead. Or the operating system interface formerly known as Metro that was later known as something else that is kind of currently known as universal apps. So the idea is that they're going to have apps that vary across, or I should say universal apps that work across everything from the phones to the two-in-ones to the desktops to the laptops to tablets. It's interesting. If you want to check it out, Windows Insider Program is the place to go. You can get there from the blog.windows.com. I got to say, I like the start menu. I think the tiles actually work pretty well in the start menu. Everything runs inside of a window. So, you know, the apps, the modern apps, which was the name for the Metro apps, which we're no longer allowed to call the Metro, but basically everything runs in a Windows now. So instead of having gigantic applications that take over the entire space, you don't have to deal with that anymore. Some new task view buttons. The best thing, I think, though, is that there's multiple desktops available. So they've kind of done something that Linux has done for years and OS X has done recently, so you can create multiple desktops. I'm kind of liking it so far. It's been super stable, but you cannot, you know, if you only have one machine at home or at work, do not install Windows 10 on it unless you can live without that machine if everything goes sideways. You can't downgrade it unless you have already imaged your machine before you and back up your files before you download the technical preview, just in case everything goes sideways. Call me old-fashioned, but back up twice, die slowly once.
I have not personally installed it on a system yet. I've been just doing other stuff this week, but I really feel like what I need to do is replace the system with it, right? So I have this habit of having a primary phone and then having a secondary phone, and I go, well, I'm just trying out this phone. But the truth is, if you're not using that device as you would
really
use
it
as if your only phone, you're not actually... Yeah, you're not learning what you should about it. You're not putting it through its paces. And I feel like the same thing would happen with Windows 10 is that if I'm, I've got it as a VM that I go into sometimes when I'm just using the internet because what use is that, right? So unless you copy all your applications to it and try to use it in a productivity environment, maybe, I don't know how. I haven't heard any reports yet on what it is like gaming-wise.
Right.
But I know AMD has publicly said that their 14.9 driver is ready for it. I don't know if NVIDIA has said if their drivers are ready for it yet. But it does ship with an NVIDIA driver out of the box. So something worth considering for sure. I'm eager to try it. Like, I like some of the changes they did. Hey, they changed the command prompt. Eh? You can now control and copy and paste. In the command prompt, that's a big deal. What else can you do now that you couldn't do before? I love the multiple desktops. I like the four-way snap, the ability to put things in different corners. And I'm wondering now, if you have like a 4K display, if that makes it tremendously more friendly for you. And did they fix anything with the text scaling or the, you know, the DPI scaling with Windows 10 that they had not actually done in Windows 8.1 yet? So hopefully... probably not this week, but maybe next week I'll be able to. I think what I'm going to do is swap out my monitors for a couple of 4K monitors and then take out that SSD, put in a new SSD, install Windows 10 fresh, and kind of try to just use it as a system and see what happens. I don't know. I worry about application compatibility at this point and stuff like that. So
I've only run a few things so far, but I don't think at this point it's that far from Windows 8 in terms of its code base that it's creating a lot of problems. It's interesting. They've got some some features inside of it that are supposed to do, like, you know, detect whether or not your device is plugged into a keyboard, or if you're in tablet mode, if you have a tablet, you know, sort of a tablet a convertible laptop. Yeah. It's interesting. So, I mean, you know, I've been running it for like 18 hours so far, and nothing's gone horribly wrong yet. And I'm using it in a live production mode.